So, Terry, how's preparation for the food fair coming along?
Pretty good. The dates have been fixed. Hold on. I've got them written down somewhere. Oh, here it is. Yes, it's running from the 22nd of August to the 25th of August.
From the 22nd of August to the 25th. So pretty soon then.
Yes, and we've already got the permit from the government to use Tai Po Waterfront Park for the event.
Tai Po Waterfront Park, where's that?
It's a park opposite the Tai Po Main Market.
Tai Po Waterfront Park. Oh, that one! I've been there before. It's a good venue for the food fair.
I spoke to Kevin Lee of the Leisure and Cultural Services Department this morning. He said we can use the park from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Perfect. That will give the vendors plenty of time to sell their goods at the fair. Now, are we going to have some refrigerators available at the park this year? There were a few complaints last year.
Oh, yes. We're going to have 3 refrigerators in the service area of the park. We received a few complaints from our vendors last year, saying that their fresh produce had gone bad because there were no refrigerators.
So vendors can now use the refrigerators?
Yes, but they must book them in advance.
Fair enough. Our theme this year is to celebrate taste, and we'll feature mostly organic food at this year's fair.
So, does that mean that all the food and produce sold at the food fair is organic?
No, not all of it, but close enough. 80% of the food and fresh produce sold at the food fair will be organic. Each participating vendor will be renting a booth to sell his or her products. The size of the booth is about 180 square feet, although we have a few large ones that are about 500 square feet.
So the small booth is about 180 square feet, and the big one is about 500 square feet. How much will the rent for a small booth be?
The rent will be $2,000 a day for the small booth and $4,000 a day for the big one. Have you written those numbers down?
$2,000 a day for the small booth and $4,000 a day for the big booth. Yes, I've got them written down.
Have you discussed the activities with the other members of the organising committee?
Yes, I have. So far, we have come up with 3 activities. The first activity is food sampling.
Food sampling? You mean organic food or...?
Yes, organic food. We will have a food sampling session on the first day for the visitors to sample organic food and organic wine.
Good idea. So, food sampling on the first day, the 22nd of August.
Right. The second activity is a talk. A talk on healthy eating.
And who will give the talk?
We have already invited Dr. Larry Miller to give a talk on healthy eating.
Dr. who?
Dr. Larry Miller, the person who wrote a book about organic food.
You've lost me.
He owns an organic farm in Shenzhen, China.
Oh, that Dr. Miller, of course. I know who he is.
I know you do. He'll give a talk.
Good. When?
On the second day of the event, the 23rd of August.
What will the topic be?
Dr. Miller said he'll talk about the benefits of eating organic food.
The benefits of eating organic food. That's a good topic. Everyone is talking about eating organic food these days. Right. What is the third activity?
The third activity is a cooking demonstration. It will be held on the 24th of August. I have invited a famous chef to the event to demonstrate some authentic cooking techniques.
So a famous chef will demonstrate some authentic cooking techniques. That's interesting.
That's everything about the food fair for the time being.
Okay, Terry, you've certainly been busy. Maybe you can give me a further update in our next meeting.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.